there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. As we move through Earth Month, I'm delighted to share this conversation with Ivy, a high school student who started the Teen Coalition for Climate, an international youth-led organization with the goal of uplifting youth climate voices. Now in over 30 countries around the world, Teen Coalition for Climate publishes a U-zine, one of the first ever entirely youth-led climate justice magazines. Conversations like this one make me hopeful about our collective future, with engaged, kind leaders like Ivy leading the way. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to Ivy, and she's going to tell us all about her amazing work around the environment. And this is such important work, especially this month as we celebrate Earth Month. Hi, Ivy. How are you? Tell us more about yourself.
Hi, I'm excited to meet you. Yeah, so my name's Ivy. I'm going into my junior year of high school at Lincoln in Seattle, Washington. Yeah, I've always been kind of an environmental activist, like, growing up. And yeah, so my project is the Teen Coalition for Climate. We are a community of youth that aims to uplift youth voices, especially in this climate conversation, as youth are commonly not taken seriously in like politics and just being able to contribute their opinions to society in general. And so we do that through funding, grants, opportunities like publishing, fellowships, and just mentorship in general. To be able to just empower youth to want to make that change in not only climate change, but also like social justice as well.
Absolutely. So tell me more about how this got started for you. You started this yourself. How long ago? What was sort of the spark or the inspiration for you? And then tell us how it's grown and how you've involved other teens and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So it really started actually in eighth grade. I was in this leadership class for the first time. Me and my friend, we noticed our school, it was really dirty. There was just trash everywhere, especially the cafeteria, which was outside. There would just be people that would just leave the trash all around. And for leadership, we had this like end of year project. So we wanted to do like our cleanup event where we just gathered together all students from our school just to clean up the school. And that was really something that kind of sparked my interest in, I guess, activism in general, and just being able to make change in my own community. I always had this like idea of environmental justice. I mean, living in Seattle, you're kind of accustomed to that. So yeah, that was kind of my first instance of activism. And I had this really great support system from my teachers. They knew I had like something inside of me that I could change into something bigger. And they were really what prompted me to make something like the Teen Coalition for Climate. And yeah, so I started the Teen Coalition for Climate in November of 2023, like officially. And yeah, it started, like it took that long to make because I, obviously COVID, but I also did this fellowship program myself. I worked with like leaders that were like peers of Martin Luther King Jr. And that really made me more excited to make change. It was kind of like my first lesson in leadership. It was like called Peaceful Leadership, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, that was super cool. We got like a grant to be able to work on our own projects. And yeah, with that grant money, I created a website. I made Instagram, social media, stuff like that. And I took advantage of Instagram ads and I used some of the money to be able to reach like a global audience. And yeah, so now we have over like 300 members from 25 countries, 20 states, and 4 continents. So yeah, it's really amazing.
Wow, that's fantastic. So tell me more about that in terms of recruiting folks from all over the world. I mean, Facebook and Instagram ads and all that is a great way to reach a broader audience. But so if you recruit someone who wants to be involved and they live literally on the other side of the planet, like what does that look like? How does someone engage with you all? Are there webinars? Are there online meetings, virtual? Like what does that look like?
Yeah, so we have like our executive board, I guess you could say. We have like a team of 30 different teams all around the world that are kind of like managing the organization, like the logistics of it. We have like different committees, and those people, they usually meet like online monthly, probably, probably even more when we have projects. We've had this product called the Usine, which is like this magazine where youth can submit their art and writing that have themes of like climate and social justice in it. And that's one way they can get involved. It's a virtual plus like a physical magazine where they can buy it as well. And that raises funds for like the organization stuff. And yeah, we also have this chapter opportunity, which we recently launched, where you can create your own chapter and in like a club or something, or just be able to be a leader of your own organization. And yeah, we basically give them mentorship throughout that, and we give them like lesson plans, stuff like that, and like grants for them to start. So basically there's a ton of ways you can get involved with the TCC, and yeah, we highly encourage everyone to join.
Yeah, no, I think chapters are such a fantastic idea, right? So you have this great idea and it's doing good work in your community, and you're engaging with other teens and other volunteers in your community, and you're having events and all this good stuff. But if you can package that up in a way that is transmissible and really super simple, and you can encourage people to start chapters, like you said, all over the world, like look at the reach that you can have. And that's really the power of this, obviously, and mentoring those folks in other places. So tell me more about the U-Zine. I think that's such a nice idea. So she said, Y-O-U, zine, you know, having an opportunity to share their stories, their drawings, especially if they're, you know, around a certain theme. I think that's a really powerful tool as well. I know schools provide those opportunities, but sometimes you don't want to necessarily submit the stuff that you're writing or drawing to your school magazine. So tell me more about the U-Zine and how folks might get a hold of a copy, and if it's something that, again, folks from all over the world can participate in.
So the U-Zine is basically, I named it after like youth. I really wanted them to be centralized in the name and be able to make them feel like their voices matter. And that's why the U-Zine is aiming to publish as many youth as possible. I feel like it's a really, I guess, easy opportunity for youth to become published. And we really want like youth voices to become global and make sure that they feel welcomed in like politics. So that's why these like social climate justice themes of art is a way for youth to like express themselves and express their opinions without having to, I guess, directly say it. And there's like a variety of different mediums that people have submitted. People have submitted like music, which is awesome. Composing music, obviously art. Some did like this lino cut wood print, which is really cool. And there's just like tons of different things you can do. We accept like even performing arts if you want. So just be able to use, I guess, your passion to be activism is really important. I feel like that's what any youth can do by submitting to the U-Zine. And you can grab a copy at our website, which is just teamcoalitionforclimate.com.
Amazing. No, that's really fantastic. I just love that you're giving folks an opportunity to use whatever medium is their passion, right? And you raised a really good point earlier too about mentorship and finding older folks who have worked in the activism space, who care about social justice and how you activate people and how you engage people and how you, in a positive way, can create change. I think, unfortunately, we've seen a lot of negativity around social justice issues and movements and kind of destructive things, unfortunately. And I hope that this effort, your movement, can give people a really positive outlook and a way to engage with others in a way that builds other people up and raises awareness and helps the environment. Do you have any issues that you've faced over the course of creating this? Of course, you mentioned the pandemic and you started percolating this in eighth grade. That was for you. I know kind of those were some dark years, seventh and eighth grade. I happen to have a rising junior myself, so I remember what that looked like. Eighth grade, I guess we were just starting to come out of it, but obviously that made you take a step back. But were there any other challenges that you faced in putting this together, and how did you approach them and overcome them?
Yeah, totally. So I don't know if I mentioned earlier, but we have this opportunity or this podcast called the How to Start Your Climate Activism Journey podcast. And basically we interview like different climate activists, like their journey and how they advise other youth to start. And yeah, we interviewed some people from the EPA and stuff like that, which was awesome. But throughout that process, we emailed tons of different people, probably over like 100 different activists, like leaders and stuff like that. And only two responded, which are the two episodes that we respond that we filmed. And I feel like that was pretty damaging to our mission, as we felt like, how can we empower other youth when we can't even be empowered ourselves? But I feel like that's really a testament to just needing more programs that uplift youth voices and just increasing the welcoming atmosphere for youth to be able to just be able to talk about their opinions and their advice for the world. Because obviously these long-term policies are not going to affect some of the leaders today, but we youth must live with those consequences. So it's really important that they have this platform to be able to speak up.
1,000%. If you don't have a seat at the table, I mean, you all are the future, right? And so everyone should have a seat at the table, and your opinions and your thoughts obviously matter. Just because you're not, you know, climate experts yet, doesn't mean that how you feel about how the world is going is irrelevant. In fact, it's very relevant. You all are going to be voting very soon. Some juniors in high school may be turning 18, right? And certainly seniors. That this is really important stuff. And engaging kids and giving them the tools and the information that they need to make informed decisions about their opinions and about the way that they want the world to look as they become kind, you know, positive leaders in the future. I absolutely agree. You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So you sent out 100 emails, two people responded, right? Those two people could then lead to two more people, to two more people. I am a firm believer that it doesn't mean that that was not a success. That was, you know, the effort that you needed to put in. And even if you only had one person respond, right? That was something, and it builds on itself, and you should never be discouraged by that. You know, I speak to a lot of teens who start organizations and they try to do fundraising, and they don't necessarily get very far, right? If you ask a corporation or a company for money and you don't, you know, they don't really understand your mission and they don't want to provide that support, you just got to keep asking. The worst thing that somebody can say is no, right? And so you just brush it off and you say, okay, thanks very much for listening, and you move on to the next person. I think that's a really fantastic life lesson. Well, as you get older here, I'm sure that you have other young teens who are coming up behind you who are going to take this over in a couple of years. You'll hopefully go off to college and the next big adventure, and you'll, I'm sure, want to do this work on a college campus. But is there mentorship and sort of cultivation of your volunteers so that this can continue after you've moved on?
Yeah, I really want this to be something that lasts a long time. Obviously, this is a really important mission where youth have to be empowered to make change. And hopefully this chapter opportunity will let the legacy grow on.
You could have a chapter in every single school and every single community, right? And there are lots of these organizations in high schools, you know, the green team or the recycling team or whatever. But if you can kind of get everybody in the same mindset, particularly as it relates to social justice, not just, like you said, when you started out, like cleaning up a messy school campus or encouraging kids to throw away their trash and to not litter or to compost perhaps in the school cafeteria, but to move just a little bit beyond that to a higher level sort of intellectual discussion about what we can all collectively do for the environment. I think that is really super powerful. And as you've stated now several times, this whole movement is to empower teens and young people to know that their opinions matter and that they can make a huge difference. Well, Ivy, this has been really wonderful. I'm super proud of the work that you're doing. I know it makes a huge difference in a lot of lives and hopefully in our future. Can you tell everybody again your website, your social media handles, all that good stuff? If anyone wants to start a chapter, how they can reach out to you to do that?
Yeah, so we have teamcoalitionforclimate.com with a four.
The number then, four, right?
Yeah. And then we have Instagram and TikTok so far. We hopefully want to expand a little more. Oh, yeah, also YouTube. But you can just search up Team Coalition for Climate as the at. And, yeah, you should totally make your own chapter. We provide lots of opportunities to be a leader in your own community. And we also have this documentary opportunity coming up soon, which you should definitely check out. And yeah, thank you guys so much.
That's awesome. And I just want to remind everybody, and this will be in the show notes, it's Teen Coalition, the number four, climate. Teen Coalition, yeah. Four, climate. Amazing, Ivy. Good luck to you. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.